T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
It's Free For All Friday on the Mark Cox Show. Phones are open if you want to get in on the conversation. Anything I'm talking about, it's open to you. You are my co-host today. I'm Dan Buck, sitting in for Mark Cox. And I just love the conversation part of this. Mark is much better at just running with a topic and having all of his facts and research. I, on the other hand, love to have conversations about certain topics. So we're just going to mix it up a little today. Those phone lines are open at 314-241-9797, toll free 866-455-9797. And punch those numbers in, give me a shout. We got a lot of topics still to talk about. Great hour, though. This hour, we've got Daniel Flesch going to join us. He's the senior policy advisor for the Heritage Foundation. He's focused on Middle East and North African peace deals that are going on right now. Obviously, we're going to talk to him about the Hamas and Israel, the next phases of that peace deal. But also, I want to talk to him about Nigeria, the mass murders and the genocide of Christians, and over 7,000 murdered Catholics and Christians throughout Nigeria. And just when is that going to end? When is the world going to take notice of that kind of religious persecution that's going on? I don't see any protest. Way more people dying in Nigeria than we saw die in Gaza over the last four or five months. These massacres are just brutal, too. Flying by on motorcycles, 10, 20 people with machine guns on the back and just mowing down women and children while on playgrounds, while at churches, while at schools. It's just horrific, the images that are coming out of Nigeria. You got to go look for them, though, because the mainstream media continues to ignore this issue. And the question is why? And hopefully Daniel Flesch is going to help us decide that. Also, later this hour, Capitol Beat, we're going to talk with our Congressman Eric Burleson. A lot to talk about in Washington and just so much going on. The number one story, of course, is the shutdown. And in fact, we got a lot of stories that we're looking at. Let's check out the hot list. Here's the topics of the day.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And increasingly, this president appears unhinged, unmoored by reality and facts, seems listless. He seems, dare I say, in decline.
Are you watching the same guy I'm watching? I mean, that, of course, is your illustrious governor of California, Gavin Newsom. And this guy has the audacity to say that President Trump is having cognitive problems. What is he watching? I don't get it. This guy has just been all over the world in the past week. He never sleeps. He's talking to the press every day. He's on top of world affairs. He's getting ready to go after. It just blows my mind that people think this governor has the potential to be the president of the United States. What a moron.
Right now, I think this will be the longest shutdown in the history of ever. And I don't say that happily. I don't say that proudly. I'm just saying that realistically.
Louisiana Senator Kennedy, he's got some doom and gloom thoughts of this shutdown. He thinks that the Democrats are not going to back off this $1.5 trillion demand that we basically erase all of the gains that President Trump and Congress has done over the past 8 months, including all of the DOGE cuts, including all of the rescinded stupid programs that we were funding around the globe and saved this nation, you know, $1 trillion. They want it back. And of course, they also want to fund health care. It's just mind blowing to me. But Senator Kennedy said it could run through Thanksgiving.
Is AOC, does she have both oars in the water here, thinking that the president is going to bow down to these demands?
With every ounce of Christian character that I can muster, Laura, let me just say, bless her heart.
That of course, was Speaker Johnson. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and basically he just calls out AOC and Bernie Sanders and their socialist tour that they're doing around the country for what they are. He calls them full Marxist and that they're dragging the Democratic Party into the gutter by their nose. That was a quote from Johnson. It is true. I mean, that this duo is now the voice and face of the Democratic Party, AOC and Bernie Sanders. Just remarkable.
News alert, B-52 bombers are flying off the coast of Venezuela. Trump's not bluffing. Right now, more than 10,000 U.S. soldiers are built up in the Caribbean on ships in Puerto Rico, locked and loaded.
Yeah, that was Jesse Waters last night. Folks, Trump's not bluffing. In addition to what you just heard, in addition, they have special operations helos that were spotted flying just 90 miles off of the Venezuelan coast. They have a ton of little birds, which, of course, are more nimble helicopters that are often designed for quick insertion behind enemy lines when our special forces are on attack mode. They've got tons of little birds in the region. They also have the ship called the Ghost. This is an assault ship. It is very stealth. It is used normally for black ops operations. It is literally less than 100 miles off the coast of Venezuela. We have submarines in the area, several destroyers. We have F-35s aboard an aircraft carrier. I mean, 10% of the U.S. Army, U.S. Naval fleet is right now in that section of the world. They are in that part of the Caribbean Sea, and they are, who knows what's going to happen, but I assure you, Maduro is shaking in his boots. He does not know what to do. There's rumors that he offered to cut all ties to China, cut all ties to Russia, give American access to their oil and many of their mineral rights. And apparently Rubio and Trump said no. And why would they do that? Why are they on the brink of this? It's because, folks, we're at war. Whether or not you want to face it or not, the Venezuelan government, in partnership with Joe Biden, have invaded our nation. Hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans were sent here by Maduro to basically bring havoc to the United States, to kill Americans with their drugs. And they continue to try to get those drugs off their coast and into our nation. We've blown up 7 boats now in the past month and a half, and they keep coming. And I think Trump's just done with it. He is saying no more. We are not going to allow your nation to continue to poison our nation. We are no longer... And we're also, by the way, going to protect the Monroe document and make a very clear message to Russia and to China is that you stay out of our hemisphere. Because guess what? Venezuela is plenty close enough to be a threat to the United States of America. And because these drugs are coming from China and being filtered through the gangs of Venezuela and being pumped into the United States, we're sending a very clear message to both to any nation, including Mexico, who harbor these kinds of gangs that work with China with these drugs and with all the fentanyl that they're bringing into this country, that they're saying no more. If you harbor them, if you bring them in, this is the consequence. And I think something big's going to happen. I really do. I think You don't put that kind of an exercise together simply to bluff. Donald Trump does not seem like the person who's going to bluff. If he is serious about this, if he is seriously going to stop Venezuela from not only infiltrating our nation with criminals, many people are speculating, and there is proof that many of their mental health institutions were emptied out. And people were put here. They emptied out their prisons and brought and were sent here. And of course, the drug lords. We know that the members of their gangs, multiple gangs, are in the United States and are harboring in our cities that what do you call them? Safe cities or whatever. I'm drawing a blank on what
sanctuary.
We call sanctuary. There's the word. But the sanctuary cities that are protecting all of these Venezuelan gangs, and you know, while we're working hard on our shores to get them off, and while Trump is doing everything he can to get after those gangs and fighting governors and mayors to get it done, he's going to make sure that it stops, that the flow is going to stop, and that the drugs that they've been peddling are no longer going to reach our shores. You know, everybody talks about, well, you know, we've been fighting this war forever. No, we haven't. We've been trying to tell people to stop using drugs. We've tried campaigns to tell people drugs are bad for you, but we've never tried to cut the head off the snake, right? Where do the drugs come from? What's the source of the drugs? This is the only president bold enough to leave our shores and say this drug problem is coming from other countries, and they're destroying our youth, and they're getting our youth addicted, and in many cases killing them to the tune of 100,000 opioid deaths in 2023 alone. The 2024 numbers, they say, are going to be higher. They still haven't released those total deaths from last year. But the fact is, it's going to end one way or the other. And if that means military action to break up these gangs and to kill the people who are manufacturing these drugs and to kill the plants that generate these drugs and to let Moderno know that we are not going to accept his narco-terrorism against the U.S. That's what's going on, and something is probably going to break loose in the next week with the military presence we have sent down to the borders of Venezuela. All right, it's 7:18. Dan Buck, we're going to go back to the phone lines after this break. We're going to come back with Daniel Flesch, the Senior Policy Advisor of the Heritage Foundation. We'll get back to the phones in the next half hour. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help
help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Talk. The Mark Cox Morning Show, minus the Mark Cox, Dan Buck sitting in on this Friday morning. So much to get to. We're going to jump right into Daniel Flesch, who's the senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, and he specializes in Middle East and North African studies of policy and what's going on there. Let's start, Daniel, let's start in Gaza, the Hamas-Israel deal now entering into the next phase, and that is the disarmament of obviously the Hamas fighters. Where do we go from here? Obviously, we also have to get the bodies back of some, 20 remaining bodies that have not been released by Hamas. Where is this all going to lead, do you think?
Yeah, great to be with you this morning, Dan. That's a very good question and kind of an open question right now. As you mentioned, Hamas was supposed to release 28 deceased hostages along with the 20 living ones earlier this week. They obviously did not. They've been letting them go in kind of groups of four every few days. This is a stalling tactic on their part, and the president has been very vocal and forceful in saying, essentially, this is unacceptable. You have to abide by phase one terms, which was to release all the hostages. Israel would pull back to a predetermined area in the Gaza Strip, which had already done, and Israel would release nearly 2,000 Palestinian terrorists and prisoners, and they already did that. So moving forward right now, Hamas, we're seeing video of conducting executions against other Palestinians in Gaza as it really reasserts its supremacy in the region, in the territory. And the president is saying essentially that has to stop and we will disarm Hamas by force if necessary. That's a little unclear how that's going to happen. Meanwhile, there's still diplomatic negotiations going on with the Board of Peace, so-called, which is what the president spoke about, a governing body that would oversee the Gaza Strip. But where we are right now, it's kind of unclear what the next stages are, given that Hamas is in control of the territory, they've not disarmed, and they have not released all the hostages just yet.
You know, we have all these Americans who love to fly the Palestinian flag, and we're calling for the ceasefire, calling for peace in the Gaza Strip. And now they've got it, but the same people don't apparently want to protest Hamas putting their own people on their knees and shooting them in the back of the head. Isn't that unbelievable that there's been really no public or international outcry for the barbaricness of Hamas towards their own people?
Very true. And it shows the hypocrisy of the entire ceasefire now crowd and the double standard. And I hope everyone who's listening understands that though the war might be happening in the Middle East, make no mistake, there's a battlefield right now in America,
yeah,
in the West more broadly.
Yeah.
And so those people who have been saying ceasefire now, and I can tell you, I understand we all want a ceasefire. We've always wanted it for 2 years. There was a ceasefire on October 6, 2023 that Hamas violated by attacking Israel on October 7th.
Yep.
But there was never going to be a ceasefire so long as Hamas had hundreds of Israelis and Americans held hostage in Gaza and the war was still going on. But now that there is a ceasefire, of course. So the silence from that crowd shows that their goal was never to end the fighting, but actually to end the state of Israel. And that is important,
yeah,
repercussions back here. America is our ally. It's a Western liberal democracy in the Middle East. It's the site of the Holy Land for the Jewish people. We have great ties there, not to mention Israel is a force multiplier for U.S. interests and capabilities in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. But the goal now at home from the former ceasefire now crowd, if you want to call them,
yeah,
is really what they're also saying, to globalize the Intifada, which is essentially to destroy America itself.
Amen. I know it. Daniel Flesch is our guest with the Heritage Foundation. You also focus a lot on North African policy. What's going on in Nigeria, and why is the world silent? Why is the Pope not saying anything as Catholics and Christians are being slaughtered almost on a daily basis, over 7,000 deaths in just 8 months? Why is that story not gaining some traction as millions flee and worry about their lives?
This is a great thing you're bringing up. It's a tragedy that's unfolding before our eyes. Right. Christians have been persecuted across West, North Africa, and the Middle East for decades, essentially. And right now, they are under assault, violent attack in Nigeria. It's not getting the attention. I can't speak for the Pope. I don't understand why he's not focusing on it. You know, I'm a former Chicago guy. He is too. You think you'd want to call out all the injustices in the world and be able to say, you know, if there's nothing that the Pope can do about it, you want to call that out. Somehow, if it's not Jews, about the Jews, it's not news.
Well, and so, these are Muslim jihadists who are doing this. And what we do hear from the Pope is that he's opening up a prayer room in the Vatican City for Muslims to be able to pray while they're visiting their library. Did you hear that?
I heard that. That to me was astonishing. It was a less than response, obviously. But that's I'm glad you bring this up. That is a common denominator here when I say that Christianity is in retreat and and Christian populations are under assault everywhere in the Middle East and North Africa, except for Israel, mind you, is the common denominator is that Islamic jihadists are on the march.
Daniel,
and they're on the march.
Yeah, we're up against a hard break. Great points. Love having you on. That is Daniel Flesch, the Heritage Foundation. Appreciate all your insights. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right. Back with more in a minute. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Capital Beat.
Representative Eric Burleson is joining us on the Mark Cox Morning Show to talk everything going on in Washington. Kind of a zoo up there right now, isn't it, Representative?
It is. I'm glad I'm not there.
Yeah, exactly. So walk us through what this shutdown is looking to be. We heard earlier today from Senator Kennedy, he's predicting this thing's going to go through Thanksgiving. He really doesn't think that the Democrats who have really caused this shutdown and are holding, you know, just a ransom that's unmeetable, $1.5 trillion of additional spending. And he says they're not coming off it, that this might be the longest shutdown in American history.
You know, I heard that rumor earlier this week. A colleague of mine, Anna Polina Luna, said that that's the rumor that she's hearing. And I was actually surprised. And I called her and asked her where she had heard that. And it's the reason is because the Democratic Party is intransient. They are in a place where their demands are ridiculous. They know that. They just have to demonstrate they're fighting. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, it's all about the election. It's really, I would argue, it's about Schumer's primary. He's worried he's going to get primaried out by AOC if he doesn't show that he's got some fight in him.
Yeah, and I think that if this is going to get resolved, if the troops are going to get, you know, paid, you know, thank goodness Trump figured out a way to pay the troops this month. And to pay for, you know, law enforcement and all these essential services this month. But that can't last forever. But that has angered the Democratic Party. And Chuck Schumer and all of those leaders are extremely angry, which it'll be very telling if they decide to sue Trump to try to stop him from paying the military. Because they will basically be telegraphing to the world they care more about politics than actually the people, you know, the people that are protecting this country. And so I think that the pressure needs to mount on those members that are in the moderate seats as the in Senate members senators that have to get reelected and get reelected in areas that Trump won. Yeah. And so all we need is about five more to come our way and this will be over.
We've got Missouri's 7th Congressional District Congressman Eric Burleson with us. Eric, what's going on in Venezuela? Obviously, you don't send 10,000 troops, your special ops helos, the ghost ship is there. I mean, we are making presence known. Maduro's got to be freaking out right about now. Are we truly threatening a ground invasion to take out this leader, to take out these narco-terrorists who continue to try to get boats out of there full of drugs to head to the United States? The president looks to be mean. He's not bluffing here.
No. And I mean, if you think about it, the amount of people, Americans that have died from fentanyl eclipses many of our wars.
Oh, and in 2023, more people died of fentanyl and drug overdoses than died in the entire Vietnam War. Think about that for just a minute.
It is. I mean, they basically declared war on us. It's a silent war. at their own profit. And I think it's I'm glad that Trump is taking action. He's not messing around, because if you know, it's one common theme that people should pick up is that he cares about human life all over the planet, really.
Unless you're evil. Unless you're evil. If you're evil human life perpetrating horrible things against humanity, you better be leery of President Trump, because he's not going to tolerate it.
And the other thing that we have to kind of get back involved is to make sure that China does not get footholds into South America. And to kind of break that, look, China, in their relationship with Mexico, is part of our problem as well. I mean, there's a story you can look up. I was shocked when somebody told me this. I thought that it was insane until I looked it up. In California, they busted this like $4 million really large mansion. They had several dozen young, like toddler children that were living in this house that were all Chinese, young people, toddlers who were brought over because they were brought over by Mexican women who were paid to be a surrogate for a Chinese couple in China.
Oh my gosh.
So the relationship that China has with Mexico and their impact on the United States is getting to a point that we have to do something.
People have to understand that connection. They also are the ones providing many of the drugs and the materials to make the drugs to these Venezuelan gangs. And that is a complete violation of the Monroe Doctrine, right, which has been the law of the land since 1823, that we are going to keep our hemisphere, our Americas, free of foreign influence, right? And free of anything that threatens the American people. And that can be anywhere in Central America, South America, North America. Our hemisphere has been off limits for European countries, just as we have never invaded or taken over or taken interest in or provided, we've provided aid. Mm-hmm. But, besides the world wars, the Monroe Doctrine has held up, and they've respected us and we've respected them. But China is clearly violating the Monroe Doctrine by aiding and abetting Venezuelan criminal activity that hurts and kills Americans.
They are, which is why we can't just ignore it. We need to call it out, and we need to use legal action and, in some cases, military action to address it. So I applaud Trump for what he's doing. Look, China's been, and Chinese nationals have been laundering money to the drug cartels and getting paid back. So the scheme works where they send over product. The fentanyl precursors.
Yep.
The cartels then get the product into the United States, and when they sell the product to Americans, they've got cash. They've got a cash problem, right?
Yeah.
So then they basically sell that cash, or they transfer that cash physically to Chinese individuals who are in the United States who need that cash and are trying to get money out of China. And then the cartels reimbursed by digital currency from China. So it is a complete scheme that's been figured out. We have to address this. This is what has been poisoning America, whether it's from China working with Venezuela or with Mexico, and we have to put an end to it.
We appreciate your time this morning. I know you have a lot going on. What is going to be the next step in this shutdown? Just to give people kind of an idea. I know it's in the hands of the Senate, but is there anything that the House may have to do in order to try to reach some kind of a compromise?
Well, I think if there's anything, we need to be ready for where the puck is going. So we need to I think the fact that the Democrats are telegraphing that they want to talk about Obamacare,
then I
think that we need to get ready to talk about it. And that's what my efforts have been. My team, my staff are all doing the research to figure out what would be a free market answer to this disaster that is Obamacare. Because if they want to fix it, we have a lot of ideas on how to fix Obamacare and make it so that at least Americans have a choice and that choice would be more affordable, give them actually discretion over which doctors that they get to go to, which pharmaceuticals they get to have access to. That's something that I think the American people want, but Obamacare has failed to deliver on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, appreciate your time, Representative Eric Burleson, our Missouri 7th Congressional District Representative. And we just we thank you for fighting the good fight, sir.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. You bet. Hey, we got a doubleheader Capitol beat coming up right after the break. We are going to get Bob Onder on. We've got our congressional representative in the 3rd District. He's going to join us and talk more about the shutdown and also about some of the things going on in Israel with the Hamas stage 2. We've got to see whether Hamas gives up the rest of the hostages and whether they will agree to disarm. We'll talk about that with Bob Onder when we come.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm back. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show, minus the Mark Cox. I'm Dan Buck, sitting in on your Friday, and we're going to have a doubleheader Capitol beat today. We just got off the phone with Representative Eric Burleson, and now we welcome into the show Mr. Bob Onder from the 3rd District. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great. Great to be on with you, Dan.
Awesome, buddy. Hey, we got a lot to cover in a short period of time. Got about 5 minutes. Let's start with Hamas in Israel. We're going now into phase 2. The president using some very heavy, hard language, telling them, you better abide or it's not going to be pretty. Where do you see this going? Will we get this terrorist group to move to the next stage?
Yeah, Dan, good question. I mean, the peace agreement hammered out by President Trump between Israel and Hamas about the future of Gaza and the Palestinian people was truly historic and, you know, really a cause for hope for a lot of people in the Middle East, definitely a cause for celebration. But it's a very fragile peace right now. You know, Israel has pulled back its troops as required by phase one of the agreement. Hamas freed the remaining living hostages, although there is an argument over the bodies of at least 19 more deceased hostages. One wonders why Hamas doesn't want to release those bodies. I think I have some ideas. You know, and Hamas really has not relinquished power as is required by the peace deal, you know, including, you know, they still have their weapons and yeah. they are conducting public executions of rival powers, the, you know, mostly families and clans that they see as rivals to power. So it's a very fragile peace. I hope and pray that it holds, but it's yeah. it could be some rough sledding.
Just mind-blowing that all the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas agitators here in the U.S. are silent on the fact that Hamas is now putting bullets in the back of their own people's heads in public executions, but that's another story. Let's move to Venezuela.
Well, yeah, Dan, those are Palestinians, right?
Yeah.
These are atrocities that are on the internet for anyone to see, and it's Hamas killing its fellow, you know, Gazans, its fellow Palestinians.
Yeah, let's not protest that. Violence. Let's have no kings this weekend. Yeah, it's all uh-huh. it's all a joke. Let's move though to what's going on in Venezuela. The president, obviously not joking around. He has Moderna on his heels. He clearly is. You know, putting 10,000 troops in that theater right now, what's going to happen? Do you guys get briefed? Is there any knowledge in Congress of where the Department of War is going with these exercises and with this military presence down off the coast of Venezuela?
Yeah, I have not received any briefings yet. I suspect we will. I don't know whether perhaps our Foreign Relations or our Armed Services Committees have had briefings. Of course, we're not in Washington, D.C., where we could go into the SCIF, the high security rooms, and have those briefings. But yeah, Venezuela has been a narco-terrorist state for a long time, as you discussed with my good friend Congressman Burleson. Last year alone we saw more fentanyl deaths in the United States than all of the casualties of the Vietnam War. This is really, really, really a problem. And you know, I don't know exactly what's going on right now regarding the U.S. and Venezuela, but I will say I support President Trump's efforts to do something about it. You know, one of his first executive orders after coming into office was to declare these drug cartels foreign and enemy combatants. I said at the time, what that means is they're eligible for the Soleimani treatment. Too long, these narco-terrorist kingpins have operated with impunity, and enough's enough.
And Congressman Otter, it's an attack. I mean, when you have a government-sponsored invasion, not going through immigration, but an invasion into our country of what is, you know, several hundred thousand Venezuelans, including thousands of drug members that we know are drug cartel members. How do people not see that as war? I mean, that is an act
right.
of war by Venezuela on us first, but now they're going to find out the consequences of that.
Right. If Venezuela put poison into our water supply and tens of thousands of Americans died, we'd view that as an act of war. Yes, the invasion at our southern border. And I don't know if you saw, but in Chicago, drug cartels are putting bounties on the head of our ICE agents.
Yeah.
Look, I am the farthest thing from a warmonger, as you could imagine. But at some point, we have to take action. Our
yeah.
chief executive has to take action to defend our country.
Yep, absolutely. We got to cut the head off the snake. Appreciate your time, Bob Bonder, as always. We appreciate you being a regular contributor to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, back with more on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Dan Buck sitting in. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Friday.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.